So welcome to the final stop on our journey, and this is it. We're nearing the end of our travels together, and it's been a fun adventure. I've certainly enjoyed it, and I look forward to really going out with a bang here in this final module. As I mentioned in the beginning, we've been building on this idea, or building towards this idea of making thinking visible while using technology. And so trying to think of not just integrating technology with lessons, but also really making sure we're integrating technologies in ways that encourage students to think deeply, to reflect, and to make their thinking visible. And hopefully that their thinking's visible to themselves, visible to their fellow students, and also visible to the teachers, and then others that would be interested, people like parents and other family members that would be interested in the students' learning. And so I've developed a lesson plan here. I'm calling it the Making Thinking Visible with Technology Lesson Plan. It's been customized for our purposes, and it brings together elements in a way that I've never seen before. But I think it really, thinking through all these different elements can really encourage us to make sure we're making thinking visible, but also integrating technology. But in addition, making sure that we think carefully about the way we write our objectives and align the assessment with them. And so the use of Bloom's verbs and the way that the objectives are phrased, making sure that the objectives, you know, contain all the major components. All of those things are going to be of importance as you develop your lesson plan. And so as you work through here, just to kind of give you an idea of why we're doing this and why I see it as a culminating experience, you're going to have to incorporate visible thinking, at least one visible thinking routine in each of your lesson plans. And then you're also going to need to integrate at least one technology for students to use as they use that thinking routine. And so you've had that experience several times in the course already. I've asked you to do a thinking routine, but I allowed you to choose the technology that you wanted to use as you responded to those. So we've done three thinking routines already in this course. But you're certainly welcomed, and I would envision most teachers, at least in the early stages of doing these kinds of activities, would specify the technology. So if you're wanting to develop a seventh grade language arts unit, and after the students finish reading the literature, and you could have them do a compass points thinking routine, but then specify that everyone's going to use Glockster.edu to accomplish that. You can certainly do that. And you have a lot of freedom there. But so in those ways, we're bringing together visible thinking as well as technology integration into your lesson plans. If it applies to your lesson plan, you're certainly welcome to bring in things like personal learning networks and social media, digital citizenship, netiquette, cyberbullying, internet safety, and all some of those issues that we've talked about in this class, as well as mobile learning and mobile technologies. If you want to use some of those in this lesson, feel free. At a minimum, you'll need to include a thinking routine in each lesson along with a technology that is integrated with that thinking routine that the students can use. Also, tying things together, looking at this as a culminating experience, you may want to go back and revisit Module 5 in particular, because there's a lot there about harder thinking skills and Bloom's, and then the revised Bloom's, also known as digital Bloom's. There's also a lesson in there about 21st century skills and the partnership for 21st century skills. And then there are ideas and examples of thinking routines being in action. Also in there, we talked about evidence of thinking, and you've just recently finished up module 6, in which you did the independent learning, and you know, you've thought about evidence of thinking, and you've you did a little bit of instructional design as you developed your learning contract, and so you've thought about evidences of thinking a little bit. And then we're bringing all of that together in this lesson plan. And then if you want to include any of the things that you studied, any of the innovations, any of the current educational trends from your independent learning activities, feel free to do so. Those of you that investigated technologies, feel free to incorporate that into your lesson plan. So again, this lesson plan, I hope you don't approach it of, oh, I'm a teacher, I've been teaching 15 years, I can crank out a lesson plan in 15 minutes. Because while that probably is possible for some of you, I don't think there would be much benefit in that for you. So the real hope here is that this is a culminating experience for you. I'd love for this to truly be a lesson that you implement, but for our purposes, this is your culminating experience, and so you're bringing all these bits and pieces and ideas and strategies and standards and resources together and thinking through. And so I hope you'll take some time as you write your lesson plans and for each section, for each subsection that you think through how you're writing this and how it's connected to the other parts of the lesson plan you're writing. But more importantly, how are all of those elements interwoven into our journey, into this conversation we've been having across this entire semester? Because I think that's where the richness in this opportunity lies for you, is to really think through how 21st century partnerships work can dovetail into ISTE standards of technology for technology skills for students, and how that can be integrated with thinking routines, and how all of those elements can come together and really transform the way that we design lessons. But more importantly, I think it can transform the learning environment and the experiences that students can get in your classrooms if we provide these on a much more frequent basis. So that's what you'll be doing, is designing and developing two lesson plans that accomplish these. As you click through the module, you'll see that you've been provided a lesson plan guide, and it kind of walks you through each component of the lesson plan. It also provides, in many cases, links to resources that will help you, or a set of standards that will help you, or Bloom's verbs that will help you with each component or subcomponent of the lesson plan. And then we've given you a lesson plan template and a Google Doc. And so you'll take that and make a copy of it as a Google Doc and work on it in Google Docs. We're going to stay in Google Docs for the purposes of commenting and feedback and things like that. But you'll be developing and fine-tuning your lesson plan as a Google Doc and submitting it. Along with your lesson plan, you're also going to be asked to submit student work samples. And so a few of you may be in a situation where you can actually truly use work samples that your students have created, but most of us are not going to be able to do that in a timely manner. And so it's perfectly acceptable for you to develop mock-ups, for you to pretend you're the student. And sticking with my example from earlier, I could pretend that I'm Peter Parker and open up Glockster and develop a pretend Compass Points reflection using the Compass Points thinking routine in Glockster.edu as Peter Parker, and then submit that along with my lesson plan, and that could serve, that mock-up can serve as my student sample. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this. Much more information is going to be provided as you journey through this module. All the best.